From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Alabama's suspended Chief Justice, Roy Moore, today lost his bid to have the U.S. Supreme Court allow the display of a huge monument to the Ten Commandments in the Alabama Supreme Court building. With us now to talk about the case is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, is this the end of the road for Roy Moore's campaign to have this monument in the building?
Well, I think it really is. Unlike some previous Ten Commandment cases, there weren't even any dissenters. And that simply can't be good news for Roy Moore, who's already been suspended and goes on trial on November 12th before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary. He's facing ethics charges for his refusal to comply with lower federal court orders for the monument's removal.
And in fact, that monument has been moved already.
Yes, in August, after the lower federal courts declared the monument a violation of the Constitution's ban on state establishment of religion, Moore was suspended and the monument was rolled into a storage room.
Which had to have been no small feat to do that.
Yeah, this is a very, very big monument. It weighs 5,300 pounds. And Moore ran on a platform promising to put God back in the courtroom. Once he was elected, without telling anyone what he was up to, he had the monument installed in the dead of night. And I imagine not many people had anticipated when he wanted to put God back in the courtroom that he was going to do more than have a plaque with the Ten Commandments.
There's been a lot of support in Alabama and elsewhere for keeping the monument in the building.
It's been very popular. And when the lower courts ordered it removed, there were big demonstrations outside the state Supreme Court building. And some demonstrators eventually moved to the sidewalk out in front of the United States Supreme Court, too, but to no avail.
Nina, when the court has heard cases involving the Ten Commandments in the past, there have been dissenters. That was not the case this time.
Well, in fact, after Moore filed his appeal, the other side didn't bother to file a response brief. And that's probably because this case involved someone who was in the midst of defying court orders. And secondly, Moore's argument was that the Ten Commandments display was in keeping with the religious vision of the nation's founders. Now, even in the past Ten Commandments cases, the dissenters have argued that the Ten Commandments aren't really religious in nature, and Moore says that they are.
What are some of those past Ten Commandments cases that you're referring to?
Well, in 1980, the Supreme Court summarily reversed a Kentucky Supreme Court decision that upheld the posting of the Ten Commandments in schoolrooms. Now, when I say summarily, that means the court thought it was so cut and dry that it didn't even bother to hear arguments in the case. Back then, the court declared that the Ten Commandments are undeniably a sacred text. Two justices dissented on the merits, including William Rehnquist. Now, there was another Ten Commandments case 2 years ago, actually quite similar to this one in some respects. It came from Elkhart, Indiana. And Elkhart had a big monument to the Ten Commandments. The lower courts ordered it removed. The city appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to disturb the lower court judgment. And Rehnquist dissented, writing for himself and Justices Scalia and Thomas. He said that the Ten Commandments monument in Indiana was meant not as an endorsement of religion, but to commemorate the Ten Commandments' role in the development of our legal system. Justice Stevens responded by noting that the first line of the commandments is, "I am the Lord thy God." Mm. Now, Alabama's suspended Chief Justice seemed to agree with Stevens. He does agree it's religious, and to think that the Founding Fathers would have wanted the state to allow a religious message. That argument got no takers today, but of course there is the Pledge of Allegiance case coming up in front of the Supreme Court, which will be argued later, and which does involve using the word God in public in the pledge case in the public schools.
Okay, thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.